Orders for consumer durables, a leading economic indicator, is slipping.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Consumer durables are products that have an expected usable life of 3 or more years, such as appliances, TVs, etc. Demand for consumer durables is a bellwether of economic cycles. It reflects the level of consumer confidence in their own financial situation, since durable goods are usually higher-priced items. But before these products get to the consumers, they have to be produced, and before they are produced, they have to be ordered, making the new orders for consumer durables a leading indicator for the economy. This indicator started to drop a year before the recession of 2001 and lost close to 20% of its value during that recession. And it led the Great Recession by 6 months, when it lost almost half of its value during that long recession. During recessions, people reduced their purchases of durable goods more than other things, because primarily these products are higher priced and people become a lot more concerned about money during recession. And secondarily, because consumer durables last for a few years and people can extend their useful life by repairs instead of buying a new one during periods of economic uncertainty. Consumers become more cost sensitive during recessions for the simple reason that even if they personally have not suffered financial reverses, they would know of others who have. And this reduces their confidence. So demand for durable goods drops more than other things during recession. And during economic recoveries, demand for consumer durable rises, reflecting higher income, confidence, and to a degree, the level of pent-up demand. The longer the duration of a recession, the higher the level of the pent-up demand. And recoveries come with rising stock markets, which affect even those who do not own stocks, primarily because it often paints an exaggerated picture of the recovery. Before the Great Recession, new orders for consumer durables was at $37 billion a month. This number dropped to $19 billion during the recession, and it took until 2014 for the new orders to get back to $37 billion. By 2018, this indicator rose to $44 billion per month, which, interestingly enough, is equal to its inflation-adjusted value in 2007, just before the start of the Great Recession. This indicator has now dropped to $43 billion and falling in 7 out of the first 11 months of last year, which has resulted in a drop in actual production of consumer durables as well. It should be noted that while consumer sentiment index is still pretty high, it has been on a clear downward trend since the end of 2017, and the Purchasing Managers Index is continuing to get deeper into the negative. All these indicators point to a higher probability of an economic slowdown in 2020. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.